News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
There was uproar yesterday after parents in two North Dublin Catholic schools found out that their schools are facing a change in patronage, which could see celebrations for days like Christmas and St Patrick's Day abolished. And last night a school meeting took place at School Ní Dhiniá in Conseely. Our reporter Henry McKean met upset parents outside the grounds of the school after the meeting.
How did the meeting go?
I find very informative now, and well, I personally as a parent have come out with a lot more confidence that once we all stick together, we will keep our school exactly the way it is.
So you want to keep it Catholic?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Everyone in there.
It is our...
Everyone. Nobody, not one person in there wants to change.
You didn't think you were going to lose Christmas Nativity plays, did you?
Absolutely.
Oh, we did.
And all of the children at the moment are coming home on a daily basis upset. Because
really?
That's what is being said to them.
So you are quite emotive, quite upset over it?
Absolutely, yeah.
Everyone
rightly
was.
So, we've chosen the school for the reasons that everybody expressed in there. It's a Catholic ethos, and it is a Grail school. That's our choice as parents, and that's the way we intend it to stay.
Words like Dia Gwit would be removed from this school.
Is that true, though?
It is
absolutely
true.
So, Dia Gwit is obviously hello, os Gaelic, but it is referencing God.
Personally, I'd like them to stay as Catholic ethos. Bit of an atheist myself, but I'd still prefer my grandchild to grow up in the Catholic tradition, you know, with the values that are associated with it. A lot of the parents are quite upset about it, and the fact that the government haven't really given them any information. This has kind of just come out of the blue.
My name is Michelle Ryan. I am a parent of children who attend school in Dunedin, and I just think it's disgraceful, to be honest, the decision that's been made. They said it was an information evening. We haven't learned anything that we didn't know already. He can't answer the questions in terms of the vote.
This is the priest?
Monsignor. When we asked in terms of, you know, if the parents vote no, all he said was, you know, the parents will make the decision. Well, it's very upsetting because you as a parent make a decision, you know, what school they're going to send your child to. And it's not an easy decision to make. And it's a decision, you know, that you really think about. And to not only send them to a Catholic school, but a Catholic Grail school, you know, that kind of says a lot about, you know, the kind of education you want your child to have. And they are now trying to take that away from us and take the Catholic ethos away from the school.
I chose the school because of the Catholic ethos, and also because it's a Grail school. That if this is taken away from us, I feel that we're being discriminated against. I am very upset. I don't think that this should come from the government. The people, the parents of the school should have to say that we want the school that our children want to go to, a Catholic school and a Gael school. It's not only that, it affects the culture. It affects the whole culture. It's the Gaelic games that are played there.
And this is a good school.
It's a brilliant
a
school.
Top
fantastic.
School in perhaps North County Dublin.
It is. It's a fantastic school in every way. It's great sense of community in the school as well. I'm very, very annoyed. You can hear the emotion in my voice. I am very, very annoyed that this has to come to this. If government want more schools, they shouldn't be asking us to force and change. What they should be doing is building new schools. The problem is that there are not enough schools.
What's wrong with Educate Together? What's wrong if we take out the religion? What's the issue there?
It's not a Gael school like an Educate Together. So we're here and it's the Irish language. We want to keep that alive. We want to keep the culture alive. We want to, and part of being Catholic, that all comes, it all ties in together. We don't get that in Educate Together. I chose that school specifically for that reason. If that was the case, it could have gone elsewhere. Why should that be taken from us? Why should we be forced for that decision to be taken from us?
You didn't actually think that you would lose Christmas. You didn't think you'd lose Paddy's Day?
Well, the thing is, it's not, you might be informed, but it's not taught as a religious practice there in other schools.
And what's wrong with the winter play? What's wrong with that? Just calling it winter?
No, because it's Christian, and we're in a Christian school, we're in a Catholic school.
My name is Sarah, my children are in second class and senior infants. My daughter's making her first Holy Communion in May. My son is six, And before we knew about this, we were anticipating him and telling him, in 2 years' time, you will be able to do yours too. And he was thinking about that. Now I have to eventually turn around to him and possibly say in September that although your sister made her communion in May with her school, if we want to do it, we have to take you outside school to be with a group of strangers to learn about your faith. It is intrinsic in the Irish language, it being a Gael school, and in the fact that the school is Catholic. There are people who have sent their children there, not very many of them, who are not of the same faith as us and have never felt ostracised, segregated and different. They have always felt included.
Really strong, really passionate views there from some parents, and indeed, Shane, some really upset parents there speaking after that meeting at school on Dunedin as well in Conseely to our reporter Henry McKean.
Really strong views, and it just goes to show, there's a lot of parents out there do not want change. You won't hear those views expressed too often in liberal media circles, but there's a lot of parents out there with a lot of different views.